أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني منه ما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. یا الہی ہمیں عامل قرآن کر دے، یا الہی ہمیں عامل قرآن کر دے، پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. یا الہی ہمیں عامل قرآن کر دے، پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں، وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں، اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے، اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، ونس اگین اے ویری مبارک اوکیژن آف دا ختم آف دا قرآن شریف. اینڈ ایز آئی مینشن آن مینی مینی اوکیژنز ناؤ، وین وی ہیو دا ختم آف دا قرآن شریف ہیئر ان دا مسجد ان دس مینر، that there's so much of noor, there's so much of tranquility and peace and sukoon that a person experiences when a jalsa takes place of this nature. The Quran Sharif is full of noor, and when the jalsa is with ikhlas, simple, there is no fanfare. Of course, we make use of arguments. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he slaughtered camel, a big animal, and then fed so many people, and so many other incidents of great akabir of ours. So those are all in their places. There is nothing wrong with that. So we should not look down upon anybody. However, at the same time, we should understand that our ikhlas is not of their level. Their hearts were with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever they did, there was tremendous amount of ikhlas. And their happiness also was because they indeed understood the value of the Quran Sharif. Unfortunately, if we have to look at our celebrations and our parties and our jalsas, that ikhlas is lacking to a great extent. In fact, my own ears has heard from so many people that we were virtually forced into paying a certain amount of money to provide the meals at a certain jalsa in which the Quran Sharif was completed by so many different huffaz. Now then, what kind of barakat will be in that jalsa when the person is considering it a burden upon himself to contribute towards that meal that is going to be provided? But these things are not said, and when it is said, then it does not appeal to us. But remember, that money which is forced out of somebody, he is not willing to give, but because he is told that so many students are completing, you too will have to give so much. Your parents will have to find that money, and if not, then those parents will, just to save face, they will beg, borrow, do something, but they will give that money. Then there's going to be no barakat in that. Yes, that individual from his own side, if he feeds 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, with ikhlas and with sincerity, then there's going to be barakat in it. Otherwise, have it in the masjid, invite the whole world, have the completion of the Quran Sharif in this manner, make dua, go home, and then they can invite whom they want. How beautiful, how easy, how simple. So the Quran Sharif, as I have said on many occasions, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed upon Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the most blessed of all months. It was revealed upon the greatest of all the prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the greatest of all months, that is the month of Ramadan, in the greatest of all nights, Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's heart Mubarak was the first recipient of that Quran Sharif. The first verse that was revealed, Iqra, immediately abrogated all the past kutub. All the past books got abrogated immediately upon the revelation of just Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq. The whole Quran was not even revealed as yet. Just one verse of the Quran Sharif came down and all the past books all abrogated, finished. Now there is no other option or choice for anyone but to follow the Quran Sharif. As it is going to be revealed, they will have to keep on following. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, we know that in the cave of Hira, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam received the Quran Sharif, the first verses of the Quran Sharif. Up till then, although he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before anyone else was created or anything else was created, أول ما خلق الله نوري, the first thing Allah Ta'ala created was the Noor of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was Bain al-Ma'i wa Tween, between sand and water, and at that time Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was already Nabi, Khatamun Nabiyin. But the zuhur of his Nubuwat only came when he received the first verses of the Quran Sharif in the cave of Hira. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was known by all the people of that time to be Muhammad ibn Abdullah until he received the first verses of the Quran Sharif, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, in the cave of Hira. Then he became Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now he was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he revealed for the guidance of mankind. There is great sawab in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. There is great sawab in the memorizing of the Quran Sharif. There is great sawab and reward in the seeing of the Quran Sharif. The person who looks just into the Quran Sharif, he gets reward. Noor comes in his eyes. The person who kisses the Quran Sharif, he will get sawab. The person who writes the Quran Sharif gets sawab. The person who makes tafsir of the Quran Sharif will become mufassir. The person who recites with qara'at will become qari. The person who makes tabligh of the Quran Sharif will become a muballigh of the Quran Sharif. If he is going to sit and teach the Quran Sharif, we'll call him muallim of the Quran Sharif. From any angle you look at it, any person who is occupied in anything that has to do with the Quran Sharif, it is nothing but full of rewards, full of blessings, full of rahmat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches it, and in one riwayat, or teaches it. So both ways, whether the person is just learning and teaching, or just learning, or just teaching, whichever way you look at it, the Quran Sharif is full of rewards. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and all these type of sahabas of great status, and telling them, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمُ الْقُرْآنُ وَعَلَّمَ. So the Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is what I endeavor to get across whenever we have jalsas of this nature, or the khatam of the Quran Sharif, that every hafiz of the Quran Sharif must feel the weight of the Quran Sharif in his heart. They must feel that weight of the Quran Sharif. Because the Quran Sharif, when it was revealed upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not talking about the entire Quran Sharif. Just an ayat of the Quran Sharif is coming down. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's perspiration, if you have just one ayat of the Quran Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam perspires profusely. As the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that one time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's head was on my lap, and when the verse of the Quran Sharif was coming down, I felt that my bones are going to crack. Another sahabi also states that if he was sitting on his camel, the Quswa, the camel used to sit down with the weight of that revelation. And we are not talking about the whole Quran Sharif, we are talking about an ayat or two of the Quran Sharif. If that had such weight, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to feel that weight, then why is it that we do not find any weight of the Quran Sharif which is in our hearts? So it is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but the greater the ni'mat, the greater the responsibility. And I have mentioned many, many times that in most jalsas we will talk about the virtues of the Quran Sharif and the virtues of becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, which is indeed in its place. But it must be balanced. There has to be the warnings also that go with it. So indeed it is a great virtue, and those who have become hafizes of the Quran Sharif, their hearts have now gained a nisbat with the heart of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, one of his students was Hazrat Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh was brought by his father to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and said that must make him a hafiz, must make him an alim. He wants to study by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he asked him that, is he a hafiz of the Quran Sharif? He said, no, he's not a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He said, well then take him back, first make him hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, he went away, and within 7 days he came back and he said he's a hafiz now of the Quran Sharif. Now if that is not mu'jiza and miracle of the Quran Sharif, then what is it? One 5-year-old child was brought to Harun Rashid, and when that child was brought by his father to Harun Rashid, the king, now in front of the king, the child is asking the father, because the father is saying, now read. So he's asking the father that if he tests me and I read, you'll give me sweets, toffees. 5-year-old child. So he wants to know whether you'll get toffee or sweets to read. So the father said, yeah, you are reading in front of the king. You worried about toffees here. You don't know what he's going to give you. But in any case, to show you that it was a little child who doesn't even know. Then Harun Rashid tested him from 5 places. Wherever he was tested, he passed with flying colors. So that 5-year-old child was given big gifts by Harun Rashid. But the point here is that 5-year-old child who does not even know the value of the Quran Sharif, he just wants a few toffees and sweets. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made his heart memorize the Quran Sharif and take care of this great amanat. When he will grow up, then he will realize. But we take a lesson from that, that we are grown up. They were little children, 5-year-old child he was, and he was asking for sweets and toffees for the Quran Sharif. Today we are selling the Quran Sharif for miserable coins in our bazaars and marketplaces and everywhere else. It is this, we are selling the Quran Sharif for miserable coins. We have made the Quran Sharif a plaything in most shops and bazaars and marketplaces. And even over telephones, it has become a big joke. We think that we are doing great service. The person picks up the phone, he says, hello, So before he can be connected, now he's listening to the Quran Sharif. And then suddenly that ayat snaps where it's supposed to be, yes, you should do a certain thing, now it becomes a no. It stops at la. Qul huwa Allah, and finish. Qul huwa Allah what? And suddenly that man says, hello, how are you? Now that ayat got cut off at la. And so many other places, if a person has to believe in that, then it is kufr. That is where it stops. And we think that it is a kind of a replacement for the music. And then many, many businesses, there's nobody listening to the Quran Sharif, but it is put on. Why? It'll bring barakat in the shop in the early part of the morning. To draw the customers, the Quran Sharif is being played. Quran Sharif is being played for what? To draw customers into the business. Therefore, Allama Iqbal, when somebody asked him, that has greater injustice been done to anyone besides Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, besides Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, was greater injustice done upon anyone else? He said, greater injustice was done upon the Quran Sharif. Greater injustice is being done upon the Quran Sharif. Why? Because we have got it on our shelves. We haven't got the time to read the Quran Sharif. Our mornings start with BBC, CNN, radio, television, magazines, newspapers. Our mornings start with that. Ramzan Sharif comes, then we read one para, two paras of the Quran Sharif. And we think that we have done justice to the Quran Sharif. And as I mentioned, that one Hafiz told me himself, he says, Maulana, even if I don't read for the whole year, but once I go on the Musalla in Ramadan, I just know my Quran Sharif. I don't read for the whole year. But I go on the Musalla in Ramadan, then I read one way. No mistakes. Now, was the Quran Sharif memorized to read in the month of Ramadan? In the time of Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh, one person made a niyat because his wife was not giving birth to any children. So he made the niyat, he said that if Allah Ta'ala gives me a child, if He gives me a child, then I will give that which is more precious and more valuable than both the worlds. If He blesses me with a girl child, then in her mehr, in the jahaz, I will give that which is more precious and more valuable than the entire world, or both worlds. In that josh and in that excitement that he wants a child. And if not, then my wife will be divorced. He said, if I can't give something better than both the worlds, then my wife will be divorced. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, his wife gave birth to a daughter. She grew up. He forgot about that promise and that mannat that he made. And now when the time came for her marriage, then somebody reminded him, but you were saying this, that you will give that in jahaz, which will be more precious and more valuable and more pricey than both the worlds. And if not, then your wife is divorced. So now go and ask the ulama for fatwa. So to whomsoever you went, they all said, well, then your wife is divorced. Because you cannot give anything that is more valuable and precious than both the worlds. So then somebody told him, go to Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah in Egypt. He is the great alim of the time. So he went there. So he said, don't worry, your wife is not divorced. The day your daughter gets married, on that day give her a Quran Sharif. Give her a Quran Sharif. that Quran Sharif is better than both the worlds. Unko Quran Sharif de dijiye. So this is how they appreciated and valued it. Therefore Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah used to read in two rakats of namaz the entire Quran Sharif. Entire Quran Sharif in two rakats of namaz. And there are so many of them. And in recent times, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in the month of Ramadan, he used to complete 60 Quran Sharifs. We used to hear of the people of the past, but this is recent times. One Quran Sharif during the day and one Quran Sharif at night. And he said that the para that he had to read on that night, 30 times he used to read that para for that day. So like that in the month, that 30 Quran Sharif is completed. So this is the mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed it as a guidance for mankind. Hidayat for mankind. But shaitan has made us gumrah. He said that take this Quran Sharif, put it into a beautiful cover, and then put it on the shelf. Or give it as gifts. And when it is given as gift to the bride also, it is just for decoration of the shelf.
ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ, तावीज़े बनाया जाता हूँ, दो दो के पिलाया जाता हूँ, तावीज़े बनाया जाता हूँ, दो दो के पिलाया जाता हूँ.
You've heard this many times, but it just came to mind again, so listen to it. ताकों में सजाया जाता हूँ, decoration of the shelves. आँखों से लगाया जाता हूँ. For barakat, touch the eyes with it. Taweez banaya jata hu. Made into taweezes. Do do ke pilaya jata hu. We don't say it's haram, we don't say it's forbidden to write some ayat of the Quran Sharif, put it into the water and drink. But it was not revealed for this purpose that the person only uses it for taweezes. Was that the purpose of the revelation of the Quran Sharif? Or just keep it on the shelf and take it out in the month of Ramadan. He goes on and after that when he says,
Ye mujhse aqeedat ke daave, qanoon pe razi ghairo ke. Ye mujhse aqeedat ke daave, قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں.
عقیدت, we say we got with the Quran Sharif, احکام of the Quran Sharif, guidance for mankind until the day of Qiyamah, but we can't apply those laws in our daily lives. We are happy and satisfied with the laws of those who are enemies of Islam. In every avenue of our life, if we have to look at it, whose qanun we are happy with? So the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He revealed upon Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the guidance of mankind. Now if we who are supposed to be the guides for mankind, if we haven't taken guidance from the Quran Sharif, then how are we going to guide others? We are supposed to be taking guidance first. So those who memorize the Quran Sharif, indeed it is a great ni'mat. We must make a lot of dua. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep it protected and in their hearts until their dying day. Allah Ta'ala must reward their parents, Allah Ta'ala must reward their asatiza, Allah Ta'ala must reward their family members, and whosoever was instrumental in assisting them in completing the Quran Sharif, we must make dua, Allah Ta'ala reward them and bless all of them. But I'm talking about generally the condition of the huffaz. It is very, very perturbing and very disturbing, because I deal with cases every day of my life. It gives me great happiness, of course, and satisfaction when a hafiz says that I went astray, but after that again I came on track. But the stories that we hear and we listen to, it really disturbs, causes the pressure to rise, and causes all kinds of problems. Rave clubs, discos, cinemas, porn sites on the internet, adultery, fornication. Which sin is there that the hafiz of the Quran Sharif does not go towards? I'm talking about a percentage of the hafizes. We get the exceptions. But when a hafiz of the Quran Sharif says that, I just cannot give up this sin, I just cannot give up that sin, I just cannot give up drugs, I just cannot give up adultery, I just cannot give up fornication, I am in relationship with this woman for so many years, I am in relationship with that woman for so many years. So that shows that that person, when he was becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, at that time he did not understand what kind of burden he was taking upon it, what amanat he was taking into his heart. Therefore, it is stated that some hafizes of the Quran Sharif, as they are reading, the angels started making dua for them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's angels start making dua for them, asking for Allah Ta'ala to shower His rahmat upon them, barakat upon them, protect them. And other hafizes, when they start reading, straight away the angels start cursing them. As they are reading, they are being cursed until they stop reading. Some people recite the Quran Sharif, and they curse themselves. Allah la'natullahi ala al-zalimeen. Or la'natullahi ala al-kazibeen. Now the person is a liar, so he's cursing himself. The person is doing injustice to his wife, to his children, to his clients and customers. He's doing injustice to his neighbors, wherever he's doing injustice. So now he's cursing himself. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon the unjust ones. And that hadith sharif, I don't think any jalsa has gone by in which I did not mention, in which Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, "Man qara al-Qur'an fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person who recites the Quran sharif, then he memorizes the Quran sharif, and then he considers the halal as halal and the haram as haram, then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will accept his shafaat and intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined to go to the fire of Jahannam. But this hafiz of the Quran Sharif has to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. That which is halal, then he must consider that as halal and make use of it. But anything that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have declared as haram, then he must distance himself, totally distance himself from that haram. Then only he will be doing his family a favor too. Or another place, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man qara al-Qur'an wa amila bima fi ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah." That person who reads the Quran Sharif and then makes amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif, he has to make amal. There are many, many scholars in the world, Christians, Jews, non-Muslims, who are studying the Quran Sharif. Sometimes they know more tafsir than we do, and more hadiths than we do. But it will take them nowhere. Why? Because there is no amal on that Quran Sharif. They haven't even accepted Islam after reading the Quran Sharif so many times. So that person who is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, because he is a family member of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has also got, like how we say, family members. So Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain, they question, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hum?" Who are those people? "Qala Ahlul Qur'an." The Ahlul Qur'an. "Hum Ahlullah wa khassatu." They are the Ahlullah, and they are the favored ones of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves them. Now, the greater the person whose family member you are, the more the responsibility, that we must not become any kind of embarrassment. Now here we are just saying that we are Ahlul Qur'an. So therefore now we have to be so much concerned that we must not do anything that brings about any kind of embarrassment, or that is, brings about any kind of disgrace, shame, humiliation. A person looks at a hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif going to a cinema or a disco or a theater or any kind of haram action, or doesn't make his salat, doesn't get up for Fajr Salat, doesn't go for other Salat, or is associating with the kingpins in drug racketing. So then what will the person say? That look at that hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. Look at that hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. So it is reflecting on that Qur'an Sharif. But then we who are not hafizes of the Qur'an Sharif, we should not think that we escaped. Because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even if we are not hafizes of the Qur'an Sharif. So if somebody looks at us also in those haram places or indulging in those haram actions, then they will say, look at that Muslim. So when they're saying, look at that Muslim, what does it mean? That look at that person who believes in Allah and in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final messenger of Allah. He says he's a Muslim, but look at him. So it is going so far that the person is now bringing about embarrassment. So all of us should be concerned. And even if we don't have the whole Qur'an Sharif in our hearts, we still have some part of the Qur'an Sharif in our hearts. Therefore this dua which he recited just now, I think speaking on this dua some time back and we never managed to complete it. But just again one or two things since it just came to mind when he recited the dua. Allahumma arhamni bil Qur'an al-Azim. We're asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for his mercy via this Qur'an al-Azim. But immediately after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, وَاجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا وَنُورًا وَهُدًا وَرَحْمًا. And make this Qur'an Sharif an imam for me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of doubt, or there's no doubt that there was not even a shadow of doubt that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going to do anything against the teaching of the Qur'an Sharif. But it is for us that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that dua, that he is saying, oh Allah, make this Qur'an Sharif an imam. Just by way of explanation that who is an imam? That the imam when he goes on the musalla, do we say I am making salat in front of the imam or behind the imam?
Yeah.
If the person says that, Ya Allah, I am making 2 rakat salat standing in front of the imam, then we'll say this person must go and get the screws tightened in his head. You have to say that I am behind the imam, meaning that whatever the imam is going to do now, I am going to follow. If the imam is going to go into the ruku, then I am going to go into ruku. If the imam is going to go into sajda, then I am going to go into sajda. Whatever the imam is going to go do, I am going to follow. But now if that person, imam is in sajda, that time he makes ruku. And when imam goes in ruku, he goes in sajda. When the imam makes salam, that time he makes takbir tahrima. And that is exactly what we are doing. The Qur'an Sharif was supposed to be our imam. The Qur'an Sharif was supposed to guide us. And we were supposed to follow the Qur'an Sharif, like how we follow the imam. But can we really say that we are following the imam? We are following the Qur'an Sharif as our imam. Or have we become the imam? Our nafs has become the imam. The Qur'an Sharif is no more our imam, our nafs is our imam. Nafs says go to the cinema, ji huzur. Nafs says commit adultery, ji huzur. Nafs says steal, both hands folded before you. You are my Lord. So we have made the nafs our imam. وَجْعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا. So the hafiz must think that he has made the Qur'an Sharif his imam. So there is no choice now. We have to find out from the Qur'an Sharif, in other words, from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we want to find out, how are we going to find out? Find out through the Qur'an Sharif and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Qur'an Sharif will tell us that this is how you should conduct your business, this is how you should be living your life on the surface of this earth. Therefore, the Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that Quran Sharif jo hai 30 paare ka ek khat hai jo Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se bandon ki taraf beja gaya. It's a 30 para letter that has been sent, like how a father sends a letter to his son who is studying in some country far away, and he says, son, there this is what you must do. You must work hard, you must concentrate on your work, you must attend classes regularly, you must not go to the cinemas, theaters and all other places and pass your time, you must not waste the valuable opportunity that I'm giving you to make something of yourself, and when you return qualified, then I've got a beautiful home for you, I've got a big car for you, I've got a big bank balance for you, I will make sure that I will give my business to you, I'll transfer it into your name, and I will do this and do that for you. Now that son, instead of doing all what he was told to do, he says that I'm going to be getting a beautiful car and a beautiful home and a beautiful wife and beautiful clothes and everything. So why must I worry? So now instead of going to classes, he goes to cinemas, theaters, discos, passes his time here and there, and then he fails the examination and then he returns. And then he says, where's the car, where's the business, where's the beautiful wife? Then the father gives him a boot and says, this is what I told you to do. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send this letter that in this world when you are sent, you are there, then make salat 5 times a day, give your zakat, make hajj, fast in Ramadan, be honest, be truthful, be charitable, be sincere, don't swear, don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't commit fornication, don't do this, don't do that. When you return, then in Jannat I've got ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun samiat wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. Now that person says, no, but now I've got an opportunity here, so let me make the best of it. And he passes his time in adultery, fornication and all kinds of haram, then what will he get in the akhirat there? So it is a 30 para letter from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to his servants. If only the person understands what the Quran Sharif is. So we have to build this taluk with the Quran Sharif. First it will come by reading it. We should not think that no sawab if the person just reads it. There's great reward in sawab if he just reads it also. But that is how first you will build up your taluk with the Quran Sharif, that by reading it all the time, then you'll start getting muhabbat of the Quran Sharif recitation. Then it will take the person to the next step where now he wants to find out what is in the Quran Sharif so that he can make amal on it. So it is a great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given by giving the person the opportunity to memorize the Quran Sharif, to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Gangavi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling on the ship and came the month of Ramadan. So he asked, is there any hafiz of the Quran Sharif on this boat? They said, no, there's no hafiz of the Quran Sharif here. He said, well, this Ramadan, it seems that he's going to go without any tarawih of the Quran Sharif. So there's still a day to go before the moon was to be sighted. So in the evening, he took the Quran Sharif or during the day, and he didn't even read like how hafizes read, shake their heads and read loudly and repeat 10 times, nothing. He was just looking at the Quran Sharif. And then in the evening, he said, right, this moon was sighted, he said, first tarawih, Allahu Akbar. And he read one para of the Quran Sharif. Then the second night again, one para of the Quran Sharif. The 30 days finished and he completed the Quran Sharif in tarawih. Then somebody asked him that, Hazrat Ajib, normally hafizes, they have to read loud and they have to repeat. Here, what was happening? We didn't see you doing any of those things. He says, when I used to make Allahu Akbar, it was as if all the pages of the Quran Sharif were coming before me. In the day, what I used to read, the pages were in the mind. And when I used to read the tarawih, it was as if I'm looking at the pages and reading. So, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam is such. Kalamul muluk ki mulukul kalam. It's a kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So let us, even if we are not hafizes of the Quran Sharif, make the niyat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, give us the opportunity to start memorizing. If we start one line two, if we cannot complete it in the qabr, the angels will make the person complete the Quran Sharif. But due to weakness of memory or other problems, if the person cannot even memorize, then at least look inside the Quran Sharif and read. Start the day with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. come a little early before Fajr, 10 minutes at least, the person can read Quran Sharif if he has to rush after namaz to his business. But don't let the day go without recitation of the Quran Sharif. And when we're opening the Quran Sharif, also think that it is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Ikrama used to say, Haza kalamu Rabbi, Haza kalamu Rabbi, and he used to fall down unconscious. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for all those who are becoming hafizes of the Quran Sharif to complete it and then make amal on it. In these times of fitna and fasad, the responsibility is upon the parents. Great responsibility. What is the sense if the father is sending the son for to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, and when the child comes back into the house, then there's TV, music, and all kinds of other fitnas in the home. Now sometimes we get letters where the child complains that to learn my Quran Sharif, I don't know what to do. Because the room that I go in, I can still hear the sound. And then what does that parent say to that child? That is even more interesting. The child says, can't you learn it there and come home? The Quran Sharif when the child is learning. Now that mother is very keen and excited that this child must complete the Quran Sharif and become a hafiz. That father is not interested. So now the father wants to watch his TV and his sports and his listen to his music and watch all the other filth. So he can't have it soft. It's going to be loud. Now when the child complains, then the father says, and I hope the father hears this, wherever he may be. The father says that why don't you learn it at the madrasa and come? In other words, when you come home, now you must watch the TV. Now you must sit with me and enjoy these programs. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So let us not make a mockery of the Quran Sharif. Get rid of those things which will be taking those children to those haram places. The hafizes are going to those haram places. Most of the time is the parents who are instrumental in that. They are unconcerned. Somebody said that the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala trusted him with the Quran Sharif and put it into his heart. Then why should we not trust him with our safe keys and with our cars and with our cell phones and with everything else? Irrespective of what his age is and all that, we must trust him when Allah Ta'ala trusted him. Indeed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala placed that great trust in his heart. But is he worthy of that trust? If he is, then of course there's nothing wrong. Then you can leave everything in his care. But when we know that those cell phones are being used for illicit love relationships and for telephone calls to haram places by huffaz, and when those cars are going to the rave clubs, and where a car load of hafizes meet up with an accident after returning from the rave club 2 o'clock in the morning. Car load of hafizes of the Quran Sharif. I'm not speaking lies, I'm in the masjid here. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give hidayah to 2 or 3 of them. So then, can the parents trust that there's a key for the car? Go wherever you want, come any part of the night you want. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير يا الله أمر گناهكم عفوا او مي رحيم الله Oh my Kareem Allah. This is a very Mubarak occasion. It's completion of the Quran Sharif. Yes. Your Kalam, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you accept du'as when there is a completion of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, Muhammad who has completed the Quran Sharif. Protect it and safeguard it in his heart until his dying day. Give him the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif day and night. Ya Allah, Give him the tawfiq of making amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, give him the tawfiq of understanding the Quran Sharif, of propagating the Quran Sharif, and all other huffaz of the Quran Sharif and hafizahs of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif as much as possible, to understand the Quran Sharif and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, protect all of them and all of us from every kind of sin and disobedience and vice and evil. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere Rahim Kareem Allah, whoever has been instrumental, whoever has assisted in the completion of the Quran Sharif, reward them with the best of rewards in this world and the Akhirah. Ya Allah, reward the Asatiza. Ya Allah, reward his parents, reward the family members, and whosoever contributed in the completion of the Quran Sharif. Ey mere pyare Khuda, all the institutions where students are becoming huffaz of the Quran Sharif, or alims of deen, protect them from all kinds of fitnas. Ey Allah, jo bhi huffaz kiram hai, unko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, taqwa wali zindagi de. Ey Allah, halal ko haram, halal ko halal samajhne ki taufeeq de, aur haram ko haram samajhne ki taufeeq de, haram se bachne ki taufeeq de. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu ghafoorur rahim hai. Ey Allah, tu gunahon ko maaf karne wala hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے میرے مولا تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے گا تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں بھائی اللہ if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat because of our sins then who do we go to there is no other door for us that we can tap there is no other home for us that we can beg اے اللہ with the barakat of the Quran Sharif we are seeking from you That forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Allah, change the conditions around the world. Ay mere pyare khuda, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat sare alam ke andar pareshan hai. Oh my beloved Allah, Who is there to change the condition besides you? Ya Allah, if you are going to look at our weakness, our shortcomings and our sins, then we will face nothing but destruction and ruin in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Ya Allah, don't look at our weakness and shortcomings. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi and forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, humse razi ho ja. قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کی توفیق دے قرآن مجید پر عمل کی توفیق دے قرآن مجید کی اشاعت کی توفیق دے اے میرے اللہ ہمیں صحت دے bless us with good health spiritual health and physical health bless us with spiritual health and physical health یا اللہ whosoever is sick and ailing give them cure whether they are amongst us and have raised their hands here or wherever they may be if they are in hospitals or homes or clinics Ya Allah, bless them with complete cure from all their ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, unko shifa-e tam de, shifa-e kamil de, shifa-e ajil de. Ey mere pyare Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ey mere pyare Khuda, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ey mere pyare Allah, sari ummat aaj pareshan hai. Khaas karke Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Bangladesh. Ha, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ki pyari ummat. That ummat for whom he shed so much of his blood. That ummat for whom he cried so much. That ummat for whom he stood whole night in prayer till his feet swelled. That ummat for whom he was tortured, persecuted, stoned. In Taif his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ah, the time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Where Allah, how much my Nabi cried for us. When he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat in cinemas, in theaters, in gambling dens, in fraud, in adultery, in fornication. The ummat no haya, no shame, no modesty. Few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, the filthiest of films as watched on the television screens. A few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, the filthiest music can be heard in the foyers of the hotels and the filthiest films can be watched. Ey mere Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, our life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, Ya Allah, put us onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, Tera Qurb Naseeb Farma, Teri Marifat Naseeb, Tera Yaqeen Naseeb Farma. Ya Allah, Hamara Banja, Aur Hame Apna Bana. Oh my Allah, Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my most beloved, most beautiful Allah, Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din main dua maangta hu. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our homes, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif, O Allah. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, remove the hardships and the difficulties and the problems of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. But if they have become stubborn and made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue the torture and the persecution of the ummah, then, O Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed Fir'aun. Ey mere pyare Allah, cause the ships to sink, the planes to crash. Cause the earth to swallow them up. Send gale force winds against them. Create division and disunity amongst their rank. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, all the good desires that in the hearts of everyone who has raised their hands, fulfill all those good desires. Unki nek murado ko pura kar de. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or bottle of wine in our hands or any kind of haram action. Ey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action. Take us to Madina Tayyiba, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Ey Allah, Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aaj. Our soul come dancing towards you. It must be the best day of our lives. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, humse razi ho ja. Humse razi ho ja. Har kisam ki aafat, bala, musibat se hamari hifazat farma. Allah, Rasul Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. My beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Rukne Yabani chu karke jo manga tha. Mataf me chal karke jo manga tha. Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. Hatim mein namazیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے namazیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا and the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa and the du'as that he made at Mina and the du'as that he made at Arafat and from Zuhur till Maghrib oh my beloved Allah That beloved Nabi of mine extended his hands and we get tired after a few minutes. Ay Allah, and that masoom, sinless Nabi, for our sake, he extends his hands, standing from Zuhr till Maghrib. Mere Allah, all that he asked for us in Arafat and in Muzdalifah, bless us with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے تو فیلوے ہماری دعاؤں قبول. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.